Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Well, limited activity expected today in the cash cattle trade as the cash market will be very interesting to watch throughout the week following a trend of higher price levels the last couple of weeks and increased packer buying due to improved processing levels. Feeders are anticipating nothing less than steady money leading up to the Memorial Day holiday. But with boxed beef tumbling lower on a daily basis, this could create enough momentum to curb cash spending increases the next couple of weeks. Underlying support in the late summer and fall contracts yesterday helped to bring additional needed stability to the hog complex, which still remains generally weak due to the limited amount of hogs being processed because of the COVID-19 levels. This continues to put price pressure on June and July futures trade and essentially eliminates any premium in summer contracts, given that June through August contracts are trading within an 85-cent price spread. Wheat markets are mixed overnight with higher trade in Chicago and Minneapolis, but small losses in Kansas City. The favorable forecast for most northern hemisphere wheat producers continues and is weighing on Kansas City futures specifically. Minneapolis spring wheat couldn't manage a higher close Monday either, despite labored planting in the northern plains and a record short position held by managed funds. Higher corn prices overnight, with the July corn attempting to close higher for the third straight session in a row. Price action has been quiet of late, something social media has made mention of at length and a sign the weather market has not yet begun. Well, nothing has changed from a narrative standpoint, with support stemming from slow planting in the northern plains and soggy fields in the central belt, while pressure is tied to soft ethanol demand and the prospect for the largest corn crop in history to be harvested this fall. On the soybeans, soy complex mixed with soy meal firmer, but soybeans and oil lower as the three-day winning streak in July soybeans is on the line. Now, we're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures at the close yesterday. June live cattle up 172, 98.72. August up 102 at 98.85. August feeder cattle up 147, 132.55. September up a dollar, 133.75. June hogs down 22 cents, 57.65. Kansas City wheat, July down 6 cents, 446 and a quarter. September down 6 cents, 452 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, July down 3 and a quarter, 497. September down 3 cents, $5 even. July corn's up 1.5, 320 and three quarters. September up 1.25 at 324 and a quarter. July soybeans up 6.5, 845. August up 7 cents, 847 and three quarters. July cotton down 45, 5780. December down 24 cents, 5793. June crude up 91, 3273.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.